It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, hopefully, in, shall we say, peaceful, referendum-laden Switzerland. Hi, Mirella. If that's true, tell us also, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Thank you. Very, very well. Not from Switzerland this time. But still with news from Europe, as so many things are happening, including, of course, with our favorite subject, the Brexit. So as of now, things seem to be a little bit clearer in terms of dates, because the European Union agreed to extend the deadline to the 31st of January. And that has pushed Prime Minister Johnson to ask again for a general election, which seems this time to have a better chance, because with this extension to the 31st of January, the no Brexit deal seems to be off the table, and so the different parties in the parliament have no reason basically to oppose a general election. This is also seems to be the opinion of Jeremy Corbyn, leader of the Labour Party, who will back the general election probably for the 12th of December. And with that, he also promises the most radical campaign ever. So this is definitely going to be a very interesting campaign. Also considering that Mr. Corbyn would like to push to include and get votes from 16 and 17 years old people, as well as from EU nationals that are working currently in England. So one could argue, of course, that while it is absolutely understandable that Jeremy Corbyn would like to win this election, it is also a very debatable decision to try to get 16 and 17 years old vote to count, as it is no mystery that during adolescence many things go on in teen heads, and it is a time of a huge hormonal turmoil, and a time where maybe emotions are stronger than anything else, and it is quite unusual to want to go down to 17 and 16 years old voters. Concerning the EU nationals, it is an even more debatable idea, thinking that this vote is not only about the Brexit at the end of the day, it's also about the future of England. And it would be, of course, very innovative to have basically European Union workers in England decide on the fate of a country that it's not their own. But those are the plans of Jeremy Corbyn, and besides the fact that we don't know if he is going to get those special conditions, he seems that he will back this general election, and that maybe some clarity will take place before Christmas. The Scottish and Liberal Democrats would like to have this election rather a bit earlier, on the 9th of December, because they fear that Johnson could still try to push his Brexit deal through Parliament. But if it's going to be the 9th of December, the 11th or the 12th, I think the Brexit agreement deal is most probably off the table before Christmas. And it will be tight anyway to get things absolutely done until the 31st of January, to the point that many people are wondering if even the 31st of January is going to be enough to have a final decision in this matter. The question also is, why did it take so long for the European Union to give this extension? And rumors say that France would have liked, President Macron more specifically, would have liked to have an extension, a shorter one, one that would basically push England to take decisions a bit faster. On the other hand, the strategy of the European Union has always been to think of a Brexit that would not be damaging for Europe. And if it takes a little bit more time, so be it. It is in the interest, at the end of the day, of the European Union to also get a Brexit with a deal, and not have always this fear about a no-deal Brexit, which would certainly harm England, but the European Union as well. So now the campaign probably will be quite brutal, and it is going to be very exciting to see who's going to win on the 12th of December, or eventually a little bit earlier. What was really interesting also in Europe these past few days were some regional elections, which of course are not of major importance right now, but regional elections always show some tendencies. And we have seen a few days ago, for example, in Italy, a big victory in the region of Umbria, which was traditionally in the hands of a center-left coalition for the past 50 years. And now the right-wing alliance candidate, Donatella Tesei, has comfortably won this election. So that was, in a way, a major win also for Salvini, who, as you know, Jill, left the government not so long ago, predicting that he will build up resistance and an opposition, and during the next general election, he would be back, and he would be back big. It seems that the right-wing alliances all over of Italy are definitely gaining some traction. And this is very important and symptomatic, because at the same time in Germany, the AfD, which is a extreme right party, had also an incredible win in the German state of Thuringia. They didn't win the first spot, which was won by the left, But they were second, and they were before Angela Merkel party, the CDU, and before the center-left party, the SPD. And this is actually an incredible victory for them that might also be very symptomatic of what the region in Eastern Germany are going to turn to in the very near future. The leader of the AfD in that region is name is Björn Höcke. He's someone that like to provoke. Is someone that has said things in the past that were quite shocking, but apparently it didn't hinder him to have such a big win in that region. So all of those, again, are small regional victories and are definitely not of national importance yet. But again, they are building up towards a certain tendency, and this is certainly something that could become very important in the very near future. Now, just two words about the truck found in England with 39 dead bodies. I think it's important to mention it because even though it was in the press, one definitely got the feeling that there is a general a habit or fatigue of hearing such tragedies. It was done by a ring of people smugglers. 39 dead bodies were found in a truck, and many more are going to know this faith if nothing is changed concerning this smuggling people rings, which are really increasing in Europe and are also basically an important factor in all the future elections, as we know, immigration being probably among the top three issues before elections, and maybe becoming actually the number one. And that's why I just wanted to quickly mention it and make sure that it doesn't get lost in the huge amount of disaster news that we unfortunately get every day.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.